USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And the southeast United States prepares for a visit from now Category 3 Hurricane Dorian. The northwest Bahamas are still getting torrential rains from it. The Red Cross's Steve McAndrew is on Grand Bahama.
When the storm is stationary, those winds continue going in a circular fashion, but the storm itself does not move on, and it continues to dump large amounts of rain.
The storm killing at least five and injuring about two dozen in the Bahamas, and now it's headed for the east coast of Florida, where it will skirt the coast, head up to Georgia, and then the Carolinas. 1,200 flights are canceled today because of the storm. Reversing itself, the Trump administration now will not cancel a program that helps seriously ill migrants avoid being deported while they're getting life-saving care. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends, I'm so appreciative of all of the things that you've done in patronizing MyPillow. So is Mike Lindell. You've built MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow and the inventor, wants to give back to you. You can get deep discounts right now on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener special. Maybe you want Giza Dreams bed sheets. Maybe you want a MyPillow of your own. Maybe you want a MyPillow to take with you on vacation. You go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener specials. Use my promo code USA. And remember, you got nothing to lose. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener specials. You get deep discounts on all MyPillow products only if you use promo code USA. And by the way, you can call 1-800-951-8175 and get the same savings.
Chaos again in Kabul, Afghanistan. This the sound after a Taliban suicide attack in the Afghan capital. At least 16 people killed, over 100 people injured. The Monday attack coming just hours after the U.S. had said it had agreed in principle to withdraw about 5,000 troops from Afghanistan. Police in Elkmont, Alabama, north of Birmingham, say a 14-year-old boy has confessed to murdering all five members of his family last night. The boy reportedly called 911 to say he heard shots fired, but later reportedly confessed to pulling the trigger himself. Comedian and actor Kevin Hart is recovering after being injured in an early Sunday morning car crash in Southern California. Yesterday, his wife told reporters,
"He's great.
Is he going to pull through fully, you think?"
Yeah.
You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A wild scene as the Minnesota State Fair wound down last night. Authorities say three people were shot outside of the fairgrounds and another was struck by a car as the festivities were ending. St. Paul Police Department spokesman Steve Linder is saying many more people could have been hurt. The chaos erupting after some sort of altercation broke out just outside of the main gates. All three victims are expected to survive. The girl who was struck by the vehicle is in critical condition. Police in Houston are looking for the people who demanded Popeye's chicken sandwiches at gunpoint. Word is they went to the drive-thru window last night, and they were told that the place was out of the chicken sandwiches they wanted. Authorities say the two women and three men stormed the front door of the restaurant, making it clear they were not going to take no chicken for an answer. A worker locked the front door before they could get in. And citing the risk of conjuring evil spirits while reading them, the seven books in the Harry Potter series have been removed from the library at St. Edward Catholic School in Nashville. In an email from a pastor at the school, the reverend says the curses and spells used in the books are real, and the person reciting them could actually conjure evil spirits when they do. Well, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.